This is Ozarks at Large. Cale Ogle is no stranger to the local music scene. He formerly released psychedelic garage rock under the name Dr. Nod, but his music lately has taken a bit of a turn. His new band, Cale Ogle and the Light, also features musicians who are no stranger to local music. Earlier this year, Cale, along with bassist Kevin Blagg, steel guitarist Jason Rich, and vocalist Laura Murphy, came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis and to perform a few songs from a forthcoming album.
This song is called Sunrise, and that's what it's about. One, two. Lost my way and I spilled my cup. I have no hope and it's clouding up. Head hard. Heart cold, vision blocked, dream sold, and now I wait in slow decay. A winter's night, I'm feeble prey. Heart cold, vision blocked, dream sold, and death is close in my sore eyes, my body frozen, sunrise. Head hot, heart cold, vision bought, dream sold.
This next song is called Six Blazing Dragons. One, two. I showered the sky in celestial rain. I wrought mighty towers with hammer and chain. From the stars as a bird does a fountain. I blanket the earth in my mystical potion. I dwell in the depths of the deepest dark ocean.
First question I have is, how did y'all get together in this combo?
Well, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, I wrote a handful of songs, and I decided that I didn't want to try to do that myself. I wanted to get some really tasteful, talented players that I felt really comfortable being around to perform with me. And so I started out asking Kevin and Jason, and that was going really well. And then after we got a few, maybe about 2 months practice into that, I started to get the notion that we could really benefit from a female vocalist and just a female presence in general. And then Kevin and Laura have been acquaintances for however long, I'm not sure, but Kevin said that he knew this person who could sing really well and was a pleasure to be around. And so he brought her in, and it's been really charming and just perfect ever since.
Y'all all come from different musical and life backgrounds. How did you kind of coalesce around this kind of sound, this kind of airy sound?
It just kind of happened naturally. I mean, when Kale introduced the songs to us, we just tried to have a sensibility and taste that to honor the songs. And this is just what naturally came about.
Yeah, I think all of these players in their own right, coming from different backgrounds, everyone still has a general kind of notion for the ethereal kind of qualities of music. Everybody appreciates the space in between the songs and just that kind of super natural element to the music, I guess.
So, Kale, you used to release songs under the name Dr. Nod, but last year you started releasing under your own name. Why change?
Well, it was a complete shift in the style of music and my whole kind of outlook on life in general, you know. I was doing all that during my 20s mostly, and it was a lot of kind of noisy rock and roll damage, and then I just kind of totally shifted into this thing where I wanted it to be as bare and natural and naked as possible. And I just had a guitar and a voice, and it just changed everything. And I also felt for the first time that I was really writing what I was intending to write. I was writing for myself. I was writing from my heart instead of, you know, maybe trying to fit into something else that was my peers were doing or what was happening at the time, you know. It felt like it was me, really me, for the first time, and I didn't have to hide behind a moniker. Mm-hmm.
So, and this is a question for all of y'all, what sets this music apart from maybe music any of you have done before? What makes it unique?
The fact that we don't have to wear earplugs.
Yeah. The fact that I can hear myself, my voice over the guitar.
Yes.
It's extremely sensitive and delicate music. Yeah. And that's the big difference. It's quiet and we can all hear each other and nobody's competing over each other. Everybody respects each other's space. And it's a really symbiotic kind of natural, harmonious experience.
Which that's quite a bit of a change of gears from hardcore rock and roll music, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it's a change of gears. Kevin's got Cellophane Garden, you know, and that's pretty much, I mean, it's not necessarily folk music, but the sentiment is still there, you know?
Yeah, it's still dealing with subtle textures and not being overtly loud. I think all of this come from a long line of being in rock bands, and I just think we're at an age now where we've learned from all that, and now we're not susceptible to trends or what the latest style is. Mm-hmm. And with all that under our belt, being in different bands for years, we can bring ourselves to the table now with wisdom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This next song is called Hallelujah.
Take my ears, you can take my eyes. I don't need them to see through the disguise. I don't need them to hear the music play. There's a symphony inside of me all day. There's a picture show all through the night. You could lock me away and I'd be alright. Take my holy books, you can take my sacred art. You can take my voice and my guitar. But you cannot touch my heart. For it is a burning star. And this fire, it keeps me warm. And this fire, it keeps me warm. Thank you.
Well done.
That was Cale Ogle, Laura Murphy, Jason Rich, and Kevin Blagg performing as Cale Ogle and the Light inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. They performed a couple more songs while they were here, and you can hear them on Weekend Ozarks at Large. That's Sunday morning at 9 on 91.3. But wait, there's more. There is a video of the band's entire performance, and we'll have a link to that at OzarksAtLarge.com.